Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? Good? Okay, good. All right, so let's check this out, okay? So we have our Mighty Mites boxes. But the organization that provided these for you guys, they're the LWML. Do any of you know what that is, LWML? Do any of you know what that stands for? Is it LOM? Is that what it is? What does it stand for? Don't know? Well, it stands for Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And these ladies, this is a group of ladies in our church and every Lutheran church in our synod, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And these ladies, they do good works, they collect offerings, and like Pastor was saying in the sermon, you know, they lift up sacrifices, thanksgiving, and they serve the church. And one way that they do this is they provided you with those little mite boxes. And so a mite is a really tiny piece of money that they used to have in Bible times. So it wasn't worth much, but if every single child in the LCMS, in the Lutheran Church, fills those, do you think it'd be a lot of money? Yeah. So let's see. So every 2 years, what the LWML will do is they'll say, we're going to raise this much money for the church, to serve the church, to provide ministries for people, to help people. And so, can any of you read that top number up there? Do you know how much that is? This is how much, what is it? Close. It's $1,830,000. And so from last year to this next year, they're going to raise $1,830,000 to serve our church, to serve the people of God. And so right now, see where that red bar is? We're at $1,159,931.81. A lot of money, right? You think we can do a lot of good in the church with that? Yeah. And so when you just put that in there, that's even a little higher. That's a little closer to their goal of $1,800,000. And some of the things that the ladies of the LDML provide for, one thing that they do, this is my friend. I went to seminary with him. He's a pastor now. But where I go to study to be a pastor, you know, in school, he was there too. And his name's William Boateng. And he lives in Ghana. So Ghana is clear over here in Africa. You know Africa, clear on the other side. And Ghana's that little country where the arrow is pointing to. And so through the money that you guys are giving and that all the other children in the Lutheran Church gave, we were able to bring William over from Ghana all the way to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he saw snow for the first time. And we trained him to be a pastor. And so after that, and there's another picture of him on the right there. He's a really tall guy. He's like 7 feet tall. But so after we trained him to be a pastor, we sent him back to Ghana. And now he's not only serving as a pastor, baptizing and preaching the word and administering the Lord's Supper, but he's a teacher there, and he teaches other men to be pastors. And so see this bus right here? All those men on top of the bus, do they let you do that in school? Is that how you ride the shirt? No, okay. So all those men on top of that bus, all the men inside the bus, all those men are traveling to the Lutheran school where they're going to learn to be pastors. And William, that guy I showed you right there, he's going to be teaching them how to be pastors, how to serve the church. And so through those, through the mites that you put in there, through that money, we can make pastors for all over the world. And pastors come, and people come from China, from Cambodia, from India, all places to train in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to be pastors. And then one other thing, something special that you guys are going to get to, someone you're going to get to meet actually, they pay to train comfort dogs, Lutheran comfort dogs. And this is Rosie. She lives in Columbus. You know, have you ever been to Columbus? Yeah. And so she lives in Columbus, Ohio. But what she does, she goes to people who are hurting, who are sad, who are maybe sick, and they're really sad about their sickness or they're worried about things. And what Rosie does is she'll hop up on their lap like that, and she'll just snuzzle with them and snuggle with them, and the people will pet them. And, you know, so even if they're feeling sad, Rosie comforts them and makes them feel a little better. And when they feel a little better, you know what they want to talk about? They want to talk about their problems. And so the people who are there with Rosie can talk about Jesus and his forgiveness and his comfort. So that's what Rosie does to serve the church. And there's a gentleman with cancer, and he was really worried about his cancer, but they had Rosie come and comfort him. And then, you know, Rosie loves singing. you know, just like us in the hymnal. So there she is. She's pretty good, you know, something like that. So she's a very, very good singer too. And so what word is the biggest up there? What word is the biggest? Mighty. Mighty, yeah. And so it's my mighty might. And so it's not really about us, you know. It's about the mighty things that we can do in God's kingdom, the mighty things that we can do to comfort people with comfort dogs, to train pastors, to preach the gospel. And so that's what I want you to remember with this. You guys, through your little donations there, we do great things in the church. We bring the gospel to people. We comfort people with the love of Jesus. And so that's a really special thing. Will you guys pray with me? All right. You can pray right after me, okay? So, dear Jesus, thank you for offering up the perfect sacrifice for our forgiveness. Help us by your Holy Spirit to serve others, to give to others, and to love others. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, and just before you leave, the ladies of the LDML who I was talking about, they have a cross for everybody. So everyone want to grab a cross? Pick your favorite color. Got it? All right. And then also, one other thing I wanted to give you. These are actually prayer cards, okay? So these are different things that the ladies of the LWML support. And so it has a little prayer on there that you guys can pray with your families this week as you go to bed, you know, when you say your bedtime prayers. And each one is a different thing. So some of them are about the pastor, some of them are about comfort dogs, and some of them are about the things that Pastor mentioned earlier. Okay? You guys can head on back. Thanks for coming up.